Ivan Hernandez's story seems to consist of a series of punishments for being an immigrant in Canada. She came to the country seeking asylum in 2009, running away from a violent man. And 2 years later, in 2011, her application was rejected. She was a no-show on her deportation date. Meanwhile, she got involved with a man in Canada, fulfilling her dream of having a family. They got married, and they had a baby. However, her precarious situation as someone living without papers was an important factor of the increasing conjugal violence she was experiencing. Last December, she fled her home with her baby, taking refuge in a shelter for women victims of conjugal violence. Her ex-partner told the authorities, and on January 10th, a judge gave custody of the child to the father on the grounds of Ivan's immigration status. Ivan was to be deported back to Mexico this Friday, February 7th. Her story was told on Monday at a press conference by representatives from different organizations supporting her. But first, you'll hear Ivan speak for herself.
Like you know, my situation is very complicated. I really, in my dreams, I want to have a family. And unfortunately, I couldn't, but for my situation with my ex-husband. But now my baby's who's paying the consequences because he's so small, he's 13 months old. So in that age, he just needs his mom. I mean, he needs all the environment, but especially the mom, because we was attached 24 hours for more than 1 year, so it's impossible. Now he's in another hands who maybe doesn't take care like his mother. And I ask for compassion, for let me to stay close to my baby, because it's his right to be with his mother. It's his right, it's international right. It's the only thing I know. I know I'm not a lawyer. And me too, I mean, in my age, I'm 41 years old. I mean, it's my only child. And I'm his mother who take care of him and love him, and nobody will do what I do for him. I can't take out my blood from my arms and to say, okay, I leave him like that. I can't, and he too. I mean, we always will be family, and I just want an opportunity to stay close to my baby, because if I leave, maybe I never will see him again. And sorry, I'm emotional, but I don't understand why, when I finally decide to ask for the help, I investigate months and months before, because for me it was dangerous, and for my baby, because the ambience not was healthy for him and not for me. So I investigate. I try to get the best advices, and when finally I decide to leave, I mean everything was against me, you know. So I am guilty because I want to be free of that situation. I don't think so, because all the women, we need to be protected. We need to live in a environment clean from violence and more a baby, because he's a human who will grow and I need to know. He need to be a good human, and that is my commitment to teach him. So I don't want him. He repeat the story, you know. Like, I don't want him to be aggressive, to be violent, to live in the he repeat that pattern, you know. So I just ask, really, I am just asking for to let me stay with my baby, And it's the only thing I really want, my baby. I really I don't have words. I hope nobody leave the situation that I'm living, because my baby's alive, me, I'm alive, so why we need to be separate? Why? I mean, for an immigration situation is, I don't have words.
Stephen Blaney is the Minister of Public Safety. They are the people who are making the deportation with no regards to the family situation, to the best interest of the children, to international law, to what is right and decent. If Stephen Blaney has a heart, he could intervene this afternoon and stop the deportation immediately. Unfortunately, we have a policy right now of fairly heartless deportations, and we are living a human rights crisis in this country when it comes to deportations. And this is just another example of this wild policy.
In 2011, Ivan's refugee claim was rejected on the ground that the Mexican government was able to ensure her protection, which was clearly not the case.
She came from Mexico because she was a victim of an extremely violent man with whom she had a relationship in Mexico. When she left him, he kept after her. She fled to four different states in Mexico. Really, the guy found her every time, and he was extremely dangerous. Finally, she came to Canada, and here they said that, well, she'd be refused because she had an internal flight alternative. She could live somewhere else in Mexico. And this is an extremely hypocritical way of refusing people like here who are really in danger, and there's really no protection in Mexico. There's a judgment of the Inter-American Human Rights Court on this subject, on Mexican women, which says there's no protection for women in Mexico. And the former special, how do you call her? English. A special advocate for women who are victims of violence in Mexico, one of the top lawyers in the country, she resigned because she said the Mexican state is not protecting women, and she's now a law professor at UNAM, and she says there's no real protection anywhere in Mexico.
After running away from Mexico and being denied status, Ivan was confronted to another form of conjugal violence here in Canada, combined to the fear of being separated from her child.
In these type of situations, often there's abuse in the relationship between the person who is sponsoring and the person who's being sponsored. And often they play around with this question of the papers. So it took a long time even to get him to put the sponsorship into the file. And all the time there was this sort of abusive treatment, shouting, psychological abuse, and saying, well, you know, I'm going to contact immigration, get you deported, and I'm going to keep the baby. And this kept going up and up and up to the extent that, you know, the guy was losing it. But this happens really, really often. And really, we need some way to protect people in these type of relationships. And the message being given today is if you leave the guy, well, you can lose everything. You lose your baby, you lose everything, and there's complete extreme insensitivity on the part of the Canadian state in front of what has happened.
The next day, this Tuesday, February 4th, Ivan had a date at the federal court in Montreal, asking to be granted a stay of removal, as her deportation date was set for this Friday, February 7th. A picket was held in front of the court. NGOs, human rights activists, and simple citizens showed up in support of Ivan and in protest of Canada's current outrageous deportation policies.
We believe that that survivors of violence should be able to seek support and solidarity without facing separation from their family and being sent home to potentially dangerous situations. We believe that no one should be forced to live in precarity and in fear. Above all, we believe that no one should ever be separated from their child simply for reasons of poverty and precarity. Today Yvonne is going to be attending a hearing in which the federal court will be deciding whether or not she is accorded a stay on her deportation. We demand that all deportation proceedings against her stop and that she be permitted to stay here with her child. Justice for Yvonne, status for all.
Karine, hi. Why did you choose to come here this morning and show your support to Yvonne?
I think it's very important that violence against women is taken seriously and not used as an excuse. to not be fair to people who live here.
Have you heard of similar cases?
Yes, I have, and sadly they don't always end up well.
Are you involved in any organizations who show their support to Yvan?
Yeah, I actually work at Fédération du Québec pour le planning de naissance, and we really highly believe that this is someone who should be able to stay.
Je suis Louise Riendeau, je suis du regroupement des maisons pour femmes victimes de violences conjugales.
Pourquoi est-ce que c'est important d'être rassemblée ici ce matin?
Bien, c'est important pour dire à Mme Hernandez et dire à toutes les autres femmes dans la même situation que des organismes comme les nôtres sont là pour les appuyer et des organismes comme les nôtres pensent qu'elles doivent avoir protection quand elles sont au Canada et au Québec, ce qui n'est pas le cas visiblement dans la situation de Mme Hernandez qu'on veut déporter vers le danger au Mexique et qu'on veut déporter sans son fils.
Dans quelle mesure est-ce que vous pensez qu'une organisation comme la vôtre peut avoir une influence aujourd'hui?
Moi, je pense que c'est le poids de plusieurs organisations mises ensemble, de la société civile québécoise et canadienne, qui peut envoyer un message aux décideurs, que ce soit au tribunal, mais que ce soit aussi aux décideurs politiques qui font les politiques d'immigration et qui donnent des directives. On pense que des cas comme celui de Mme Hernandez, c'est clairement un cas qui devrait obtenir la protection du Canada pour des raisons humanitaires.
D'après vous, c'est quoi le résultat le plus probable aujourd'hui?
Bien, écoutez, on espère que notre voix va être entendue et qu'effectivement, au niveau du ministre de l'Immigration, on va donner des directives pour permettre à Mme Hernandez de rester ici puis pour régulariser sa situation. On espère aussi que le gouvernement du Québec, qui peut jouer un rôle en accueillant Mme Hernandez, en la sélectionnant, puisse nous entendre.
Yvan herself spoke out to her supporters in front of the steps of 30 McGill Street moments before entering the federal court.
Thank you to come here. You are angels in my way, because better to do something else, you are with me already. God bless you really. And the only thing I'm here and is because I know I was in a precarious position, but I did it because I want a family. I mean, that was my dream, to have a family. I was already pregnant. It was the opportunity to have a family. So that's why I was here. And I was thinking, was going the things good? But start to be complicated because the violence, more was the psychological violence about to call immigration, to send me back to my country without my baby. So that was, it's horrible for me, you know. So to hear that often, to be with somebody who wants to control you for one side, for another side, is nice. It's just, I mean, you can't live that like that. And the only thing I want in that moment was just take care of my baby and look for solutions. I speak with many people, even with somebody in his family, you know. So I couldn't find support over there, really, with the family, with his family. So I start to look for more help outside. That's why I met Dr. Belan. That's why I met many people in my way, which they was trying to find solutions for me. But I started to see it was very limited because my situation. Because one situation for them is no status, another situation is illegal. So my situation was the most precarious, illegal, totally illegal. So finally I took the decisions to leave because, I mean, was I couldn't live like that anymore. It was very a lot of pressure. So that's why I leave. I took my baby. I called a shelter, and I stayed there. Obviously, for these moments, I was missing my husband because, obviously, in one point, obviously I had love for him. But in the same time, it's like you are playing into two places. For one side, you know, it's not normal, that relationship. And for the other side, you want a family, you know. So anyways, I was in the shelter and everything started to come to me very fast. First the denunciation to the kidnapping, the denunciation of I don't have papers, everything. So after the motion for to take my baby and the other motion for when the judge decide to give him 100% my baby and me just access to for 8 hours. 8 hours, I'm his mother. I was with him 24 hours every single day. And all his year, all the year he was with me was 24 hours with me. Always I take care of him. Why? Just because somebody doesn't know nothing about my relationship. Because that judge didn't want to see nothing about conjugal violence.
So. Solidarité! Avec! Avec! Avec Yvonne! So.
Judge Harrington granted Yvonne Hernandez a temporary stay of deportation. This means Yvonne will not be imminently removed from Canada. The judge cited the irreparable harm that would be caused if Yvonne was to be deported now and permanently separated from her 13-month-old son. However, Yvonne could still face another deportation date in the future. Also, Yvonne is facing a continued struggle at family court to regain custody of her child, trying to prove that the immigration status of a loving parent shouldn't under any circumstances be used against them during a custody battle. For more information and updates about Yvonne Hernandez, you can visit solidarityacrossborders.org. This is Emily Philipson, reporting for CKUT's News Collective.